This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Monday edition of the Midwest Digest is being brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. I'll have today's stories coming right up. Yes, you've heard me through the years talking about Mystic, and we are proud to welcome them back as a sponsor of the Digest, Mystic Lubricants. Working hard to keep you working hard, keeping your machines working harder for longer, season after season after season. I asked a farmer friend of mine one time why he used Mystic Lubricants. He looked at me with that look like it was a dumb question. He said, "Hey, the stuff works." Stuff like JT6 grease. Mystic's legendary JT6 grease is specially formulated to perform in even the harshest environments. No matter if your machine's on the farm or 3 days new, or some of those that you have that are 3 decades old, you can count on Mystic to keep those machines running. Find your local Mystic distributor or retailer by going right to that website. Come on, you remember how I spelled it. Mystic, M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com. First today from This Week in Agribusiness, these next 2 weeks are expected to be big weeks for the writing of a new farm bill in Washington. The House of Representatives is expected next week to make another run at passing a farm bill they tried unsuccessfully last month. Now, before that, on the Senate side, they are to mark up their version of the farm bill day after tomorrow, if all goes as planned by Senate Ag Committee Chairman Pat Roberts of Kansas. The Senate bill, as it has been drafted thus far, has more than 1,000 pages, covering everything from the Forest Service to food stamps to rural development, and includes farm programs. The 29-year-old man in Minnesota will serve a year in jail for driving fatigued, crossing the center line in his pickup truck and killing a man and a woman from Andover, Minnesota, who had been married 51 years. At the scene of the collision 2.5 years ago, the man told police he'd been awake for 2 days and then had what he described as a couple of beers before leaving a friend's house, and authorities determined the young man was not drunk. He evidently was very tired, told a deputy it was 10 a.m. when it was actually 2 p.m. The man and the woman he killed were Richard and Ann Lindeen, both in their early 70s. A funeral home notice described them as inseparable. It said their greatest love was for each other, their kids, granddaughters, and family. I made a call to the dermatologist this morning. I want to get checked out. Are you aware more people are diagnosed with skin cancer each year than all other cancers combined? And yes, many of us, especially those of us who grew up on farms in that era when a lot of tractors didn't have cabs, spent a lot of time in the sun. Melanoma is a deadly form of skin cancer that claims a life every hour. The website skincancer.org reminds us that clothing is our first line of defense against the sun's harmful rays. The more skin you cover, the better, they say. That message apparently hasn't reached Ireland. Did you see that story over the weekend? 2,500 women skinny dipped on a secluded, well, I guess it wasn't too secluded, beach. That's today, and they were doing it for cancer funds. That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.